out of executive session.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Crane. We have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Warner. Who are you?
Taylor.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Warner.
Warner. I said Donner.
Crane, yes.
Warner, Crane, Anderson. I quit at 9:30, you know. All right. All right, now we're in open session right now, but we need to close our open session to go into executive session that will be recorded.
I make a motion that we go back into executive session to discuss reasonably imminent litigation and or purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Crane. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Councilman Anderson. Taylor?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. And now we're in executive session. And that stays on. You've already...
It stays on.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
So this discussion is the mayor was approached by a farmer who's indicated that he's interested in potentially selling well rights underground water. And so underground water is basically could be culinary water. And so it's something to consider if we really... You were talking about making decisions about water. It's sort of one of those things that if somebody's offering to sell, they may want to take a very serious look at acquiring additional underground rights. I don't know all the details or how many of your feet they're looking at. In just doing a very cursory review of water listings that are out there right now, you could be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 an acre foot in purchase price. Obviously, it's negotiable, but it could be a pretty penny depending on how much water there is. It is a farm.
It's Richard Dyring, the Dyring Farm. They have a well right they wanted to sell. And where we're talking about wells, he thought that we might be interested in buying it. I asked him for a price, but he didn't tell me.
Well, you know...
I don't know how much it is for.
No.
I know Dyring sold Salina a ton of underground.
I know, and they're wanting to sell the rest to us.
I know Salina bought a ton from them.
I know. I know he was telling me that. So he wasn't... He couldn't remember how many they had. He knew he had some... He wanted to know if we were interested at all, and he'd pursue the details and get back to me. So I guess really right now we're just trying to understand, do we want to pursue that? And then he'll come up with some details and get back to us.
I think we're interested for enough to hear the details.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it depends upon the details, but we're always interested in water, aren't we?
Well, I thought so, and he thought we would. So I said I'd bring it to you for that, to that precursory discussion, then we'll get back to it.
And then kind of connected to that, just maybe have a review of what we've got for water rights and see where we stand on meeting the max on them and stuff too.
Right. If we were to gather 1,000 gallons, does that mean we need more water rights?
So by mixing, we probably really don't. They say we're really good, but this is a good time to say, okay, are we really good?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to check that first before we can make any decisions.
How do they do water rights? Underwater rights? How is that measured?
They pull out the well and they just monitor their wells. So really what you would do is if you bought the underground water, you would transfer that right into our wells so that we can pull more water.
Yeah, right.
If we have the capacity to do that.
Which sounds like a smart idea.
Knowing what capacity we have right now would help us make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So capacity from 2050 and beyond, then we probably would want to do something. But yeah, there's a provision with generally farmers, if you don't use that water, is the possibility
is to lose it.
Spill very far, the possibility that you could lose that right. Mm-hmm. But with municipalities, there's a provision in the state law that if we prepare what's called a 40-year plan, and we can show that because of growth and other water demands in the future, that counts toward our ability to, in a sense, bank more water right now. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much a concern about how close are we to our current ceiling. If we buy more water, it's do we have the plans in place to show that we're going to need that in the future, and if we do, we're okay with buying more water.
And I think, too, for your reading tomorrow, that's something to keep in the back of your mind, that we're investigating additional water rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, right. We're all in this together, and right. We're basically investigating that at this point, so in case we want to roll that into what we ask later on, mm-hmm.
Right.
They're going to wire that. Cause
So we're with the understanding that the prison's not through growing here, that they're going to do another quad at some point in time.
Oh, I think they will.
And that's our 10-year plan. So, you know, that...
I don't have indigestion of that anymore after being out there, so...
No. Okay. All right, well then, we'll pursue that. We'll have a conversation next time about that. I'll get the information for you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Make a motion. We move out of executive session.
I'll second that.
All right.
Do we need to talk some more?
No.
Okay.
No, heavens, no. We've set off.
We've been long on the job tonight.
No, I'm glad. All right. We have a motion by Councilman Crane, a second by Councilman Anderson. Taylor.
Yes.
Water.
Yes.
Crane.
Yeah.
Anderson.
Yes.
It's unanimous. Thank you.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you. A motion by Councilman Water to return, second by Councilman Taylor. All in favor?
Shout hooray.
Aye.
Thank you. Done.
Thank you.
Good job. It's
been a good night.
Yes, it has.
Good discussion.
We get a lot done, don't we? This is the best group
good
ever.
Good discussion.
Well, good group.
You know, one thing about water and all that, as long as we've got as
Thank
many,
you.
Shut that off.